You're listening to Vatican Radio. Pope Francis on Wednesday made an appeal for Ukraine and for Ecuador, which recently suffered a massive earthquake. He was speaking at his weekly general audience, where he also reminded people to distinguish between the sin and the sinner. Lydia O'Kane reports.
La popolazione dell'Ucraina.
Pope Francis, during his weekly general audience, again appealed for Ukraine, reminding those gathered in St. Peter's Square that for a long time the country's population has been suffering the consequences of armed conflict, forgotten, he said, by many. On April the 3rd, during his Regina Caeli address, the Pope announced a special charity collection to support the people of Ukraine. On Wednesday, the Holy Father thanked in advance those who will contribute generously to this initiative on Sunday, April the 24th. During the audience and speaking in Spanish, Pope Francis also expressed his closeness to the people of Ecuador, who were hit at the weekend by a massive earthquake which has left hundreds of people dead and thousands injured. Before making the appeals, Pope Francis continued his catechesis for this Holy Year of Mercy, drawing inspiration from the Gospel episode of Jesus' dinner at the home of Simon the Pharisee. He said, "All of us are sinners. So many times we fall into the temptation of hypocrisy, believing that we are better than the other. But," he continued, "look at your sin. All of us need to look at our sins, our mistakes, and look to the Lord," because, he added, "this is the lifeline, the relationship between the sinner and the Lord." The Pope was referring to the story from St. Luke, in which a woman known as the sinner comes up to Jesus and bathes his feet in her tears and anoints them with her precious perfume. But the Pharisee judges the woman by appearances. However, Jesus, underlined the Holy Father, distinguishes between the sin and the sinner.
Ma la parola di Dio ci insegna a distinguere tra il peccato e il peccatore.
The Lord, continued Pope Francis, teaches Simon that the woman's act as an expression of faith and trust in God's mercy has merited the forgiveness of her sins. The Pope told the faithful gathered, "It is a lesson for us all that God's mercy reaches out to everyone. It overcomes prejudice and surmounts all barriers." He added that through faith in Christ, we too have received the forgiveness of our sins and the new life of grace. I'm Lydia O'Kane.